to a used record store. It's one of my favorite things to do, and go and look at all the old albums and look at the old pictures and what have you. And I went into this really great one in Nashville called The Great Escape. And where's the people of The Great Escape? And I went in there, and just in case you haven't been there, not only do they have, you know, a great selection of albums, they've got cassettes and 8-tracks and comic books, and you can get movie paraphernalia there. You can get a life-size poster of C-3PO if you want to. That day I went right past all that, and I went straight to the albums to one of my favorite singers' sections, Michael McDonald, who used to be with the Doobie Brothers and Stevie Dan. And I went in there, and I found a record I'd never seen before, which of course is the goal, what you're trying to do. And I found this record called The Early Sounds of Michael McDonald. That sounds real good. And so I turned it over to see what this was all about, and it was a bunch of old songs that he'd written back when he was still living in St. Louis, Missouri, where he's from. And the people love St. Louis. And I thought I'd look through the titles just in case there might be something sad and pitiful that we might enjoy. And I found a title of a song called It Don't Matter Now, and I thought that sounded like a drag. So I bought the record, and it was a drag. Because we only want to record music that isn't going to make anybody feel good.